Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, you're so lucky to be listening because you're going to get to meet one of my favorite realtors who's also one of my realtor runner friends, and she is a real runner, like actually fast, unlike a sloggers like me. So, Nicole Solari, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, tell the world where you're located, how long you've been in real estate, all those little fun tidbits, and you should also tell them your marathon time, because you're a Boston qualifier, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Yes, I did qualify for the Boston, but decided to not run it. It's pretty tough on the body. I don't recommend fools. I'm a half marathon kind of gal.
Preach on.
And so I have been in real estate a whopping 3 years. I'm out of Napa Valley. For those of you that don't know where it is, it's in Northern California, and we have some pretty good wine. I also service Solano County, which is just on the other side of the hill there.
And I think you should probably tell people that being 3 years in the business does not mean you don't know what you're doing, because you are completely crushing it. I think you should tell everybody how many houses you sold last year.
Yeah, so my third year in real estate, I sold 191 units and we did $68 million in sales. And I just started a team in May, so I'm very excited to see what I can accomplish with those young bucks working with me.
And the reason I point that out, if you're listening, if you're a consumer, you need to know that the average realtor, according to the National Association of Realtors, sells 10 houses in the course of 12 months. So Nicole sold an astronomical number of houses compared to the average, and she's only 3 years in, which is just an incredible accomplishment. So with that being said, though, when you sell that many houses, you're going to see things that you never ever thought you would see before. And so before you tell your story about the crazy things or thing that you've seen in real estate, here's the two ground rules of the podcast. First one is no F-bombs or GDs or see you next Tuesday, because I'm allergic to hateful words. And if there are guilty parties involved, don't use their names. And that way, if they call themselves out in the course of hearing the story, they can only blame themselves. So with that being said, I am so intrigued to hear one or more of your stories, because I know you had a hard time deciding which one to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. When you do 191 transactions in a year, you see a lot of crazy shit. And I have tried to figure out which one to share with you. But I think I'm going to start with the one that was early on in my career that shocked me the most, that kind of set the stage for me to become jaded to all of the other crazy shit I've been through. I got one of my very first listings on Kentucky Street in Fairfield. And it was a home that had been unoccupied for quite a while. Someone had picked it up in a foreclosure and fixed it up real nice and put it back on the market with me. And one day I was there and the neighbor came over. And you know what happens when neighbors come over? They start telling you the story of the house. And I try to plug my ears because I don't want to know. I don't want to know all the crazy stuff that's happened that nobody knows about, or because it could be true, could not be true.
Exactly. It's their version of what they think.
Yes. And then I have to disclose that I may or may not know these things. So the neighbor tells me that this house was owned by this gentleman who took care of the elderly. But unfortunately, as soon as the elderly checked in, they never checked out. And so
Motel?
Yes. These elderly people would come in. This man would murder them, chop their bodies up, hide them under the house, and then continue to collect their Social Security. And so they found these six bodies 10 years later, and this mass murderer is now in jail.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes. And so now I'm like, that's a big disclosure. Why did you tell me that? Of course, I Googled it because I wanted to disclose it if it was actually true to potential buyers. And lo and behold, it was actually true.
I mean, it's like Silence of the Lambs plus arsenic and old lace all wrapped up in one. Holy crap.
Yes. And I have to admit, I'm not a big juju person. But when I went into that house the first time, I had this like chill in my body. And so I was not surprised that there was something going on there. But the story doesn't end. This house's juju just gets even crazier. So I have a call from a couple that wants to see it, and they don't have a realtor. So I go out and show it to them. By the way, I don't do dual agency, but I did show it to them. But I would never represent a buyer and a seller in the same transaction.
Yay!
So I show them this house, and I'm opening up and I'm turning on lights, and I look down the hallway and it's a vacant home, and I see a pink book bag. I go, I didn't put that pink book bag there. That's not part of my staging. So then I hear some noise and I continue into the master, where I look around and I see a hooker on the floor doing things with hooker things. And then a man in the corner smoking crack. And so I get a little scared and I run out and I yell back inside, I'm calling the police. You guys have a chance to escape out of the back door. They didn't escape.
Oh, because you are a nice realtor. You're giving the hooker and the crack pipe smoker a chance to get out of the way. That is thoughtfulness right there.
I don't want to see people get arrested. I'm just trying to sell the house. And so they don't come out. And so like 45 minutes later, because Fairfield PD's a little backed up, the police get there. And they knock on the door, ask them to come out. And they don't come out. And so they say that they have canines with them and they're releasing the canines. And I'm looking around for dogs. And I don't see any dogs. But I'm like, maybe they have dogs somewhere. I said, okay, we're bringing the canines in, and they stomp on the ground like they're dogs, and they have this app on their phone that makes a barking noise. It was hilarious. Well, I guess hookers and crackheads are scared of dogs, because here they come running out, naked, butt naked.
Completely naked. Wait, with the pink backpack, or they forgot the pink backpack?
They left everything. They just come running out the front door naked. And then so the police chase them. It's a male and a female cop. The female takes off after them, and she's a little heavier set, so she's having a hard time catching up with them. She finally tackles them, and I will remember to this day this woman. She's like maybe 5 foot. She pulls out her gun and says, "Give me a reason to shoot you. I'm on my period."
Oh, and I love her. Now, I think she needs to be on television though.
It was the most hilarious thing, seeing this hooker butt naked getting arrested, this pimp just in his boxers. And then the guy who was participating in with the hooker, he actually
took off out of the shenanigans. Let's just say he was participating with the shenanigans.
That's a good way to put it. He took off out of the back door and they never caught him.
And see, and I thought Napa Valley was fancy, but I guess it's fancy for other reasons than the wine, I guess.
That's true. That's very true. We have a lot that goes on in Napa Valley that people don't know about.
We're always looking for the mark of a professional in the crazy instances. And so I think I would say the mark of the professional in this instance is the fact that, let's see, you absolutely were focused on correct disclosures within your state. So you were doing the right thing by your client and the buyers. And the other lesson we could learn here is try not to talk to the neighbors. Yes. But you should always Google the address before you list a house, maybe, because you might find out how many bodies were chopped up there.
That's very, very true.
And it's always kind to give the hooker and the crack smoker a chance to get out of the house before they run into a officer of the law who's armed and has PMS.
On their period. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn here. So it really does make the average houses feel really, really boring.
And you know what, too? It taught me another lesson. I do research on my houses before I take listings now, and I turn down listings that are going to be that much trouble. If there's issues with the house and there's bad juju, you know, if you get that feeling that's like something's not right here, don't even take the listing. Give it to someone else who has a lot more time and energy to handle it.
And as a consumer, if you're the one with the house that's got the bad juju or something weird going on, you really need to listen to the advice of your realtor, because when we tell you that there's possibly a discount involved with the price because of a situation like, you know, mass serial murderers, we're not just saying that to be difficult. We've got to tell you the truth because it's going to come out at some point.
Right. It's better to disclose up front than get sued 2 years later.
Yes. Always disclose too much is always a better idea. Okay, wow. So I've got quite a mental picture here of life in Napa Valley. So, Nicole, if anybody's looking for an amazing realtor in Napa Valley, how can they reach you and your blossoming team there?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can reach us. My cell, my personal cell is 707-486-5400. You can check me out on Instagram or Twitter. It's Nicole_Solari, and my last name is Solari. And you can always send me a shout out to my email, Nicole@SolariTeam.com. And I'm super easy to find on Facebook. I'm wearing my realtor badge in my photo. So check me out.
So if you're listening to this podcast while you're on your way to a house, or if you're out there doing speed work, trying to be as fast as Nicole, never fear. All of her contact information will be in the show notes for this episode, so you can reach out to her for anything related to Napa Valley, because you will not find a better resource than the Solari team. Nicole, thank you for coming on the podcast, and I can't wait to hear more crazy stories the next time we can run together.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lee.
And if you're listening to this show and you're a realtor, investor, broker, inspector, lender, or a consumer with your own crazy story about something that happened in your real estate dealings that you could never, ever have anticipated, ping me and I'll be glad to feature you on the show. Until next time, subscribe for more episodes, and let's keep focused on the good and the bad and always the crazy shit in real estate.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.